Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The pitch, that is stroked to right center field, and that's going to get to the wall. It takes a bounce off the wall, and Nootbaar has a double, his second hit in three at-bats.
Cardinals begin a series against Kansas City tonight. First of 9 home games in a row.
Nice.
At Busch Stadium. This will be a fun stretch.
The Cardinals are going to get rid of a lot of swag, ticket giveaways, and theme nights. I probably over the next
nine
games.
They always do.
A warehouse full of stuff.
Warehouse. They haven't brought us anything in a while, have they?
No.
Except.
We need to talk to Megan.
Yeah. What the hell is going on with Megan? She hasn't been by with goodies in a while.
I know.
But we do have this goodie. It is, and when you go to the ballpark tonight, you can pick up Cardinals Magazine. Issue 3 is out for the season. Elizabeth Meineke is the senior editor of Cardinals Magazine and joins us now on KMOX. Elizabeth, good to see you.
It's good to see you guys, too. We need to get you down to the ballpark for one of the games this homestand.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Well, I want to see the Dodgers.
I think I am going Friday.
It's fun to see the big names. Always fun to see the Cardinals. But then when, you know, teams come in that have that superstar lineup, you've got to appreciate it.
Well, and it's especially fun to see the Cardinals go toe-to-toe with the big names, especially if we, you know, when we win.
So. That's right.
So have you guys tried some of the new food at the ballpark, too, this year?
Yes.
What did you try?
We had, was there a special hot dog that had, or was that last year's?
Well, I think there is. We did, we have like these dumplings that have come around this year. It's at Intentional Walk. Make sure you go to Ford Plaza when you come.
Okay.
I think I had those 3 days in a row, like the first homestand. And then I was like, all right, these are amazing, but I've got to like vary, you know, what I'm eating.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I went to the mayo ketchup stand and fell in love too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you guys come down to the ballpark this homestand, you got to try some
food
as well.
Wait, so where are these dumplings?
They're at the place is called Intentional Walk. It's WOK. Yes. And it's, see what we did there?
Yeah.
See what we did there?
It's very good.
Yeah.
And it's,
it could have been the Bok Walk.
That's not a. Okay.
Anyway. The expression on Chris's face right now. He's judging. He's
the
judging hard.
The Bok Walk.
But it's in Fort Plaza, so it's right around the area where you've got a lot of great activities for kids. So if you've got kids, you can come down, they can play the game, you know. Get some good food. So
dude, I love
it's
dumplings.
Worth swinging by there.
That's awesome.
So people can come to, when they come to the ballpark tonight, they can pick up Cardinals Magazine. Lars Nootbaar is on the cover.
Yeah.
Yes. We kind of wanted to dive into some of his leadoff stats this year. You know, I think this was something that Ollie, basically, as we talk about in the piece, and one of our senior writers, Mark Emmert, did some great reporting on this, told Lars a few days before the season started, he said, your mission is you are the leadoff guy. Your name is written in ink, take it and run with it. And he really has, you know, he actually set a major league record for the start of the season with leading off games with a walk. So he had 11 by the end of April, and that was a major league record. And even just for the Cardinals, he ended up getting on base 56 times by the end of April, and that was second in franchise history, actually, to start a season, second only to Albert Pujols. Wow. So it's some pretty good company. Wow. So we wanted to kind of, you know, look at what had changed or how he'd been building to this point throughout his career. And so there's some great quotes in there. I think Nolan Arenado has one where he says, "As Lars go, we go."
And so, yeah, I'm looking at that. That's a pretty heavy quote coming from Nolan Arenado.
100%. And he even, you know, talked about how he was like, Lars has some of the best plate discipline I've ever seen. He's like, he's got way better plate discipline than I do. So it was fun to both hear what some of his teammates had to say about him and then also some of the coaching staff as well.
You know, he's a fan favorite. Yeah. People like Lars a lot. And getting that opportunity to just be the leadoff hitter and stay there and not have to worry about getting moved down or something else has to have been pretty beneficial for him to not have to worry about any of that.
That's true. And it's interesting because he actually was a leadoff hitter in Little League, believe it or not. And he said he traces back some of his, you know, his ability to decipher the strike zone even to that, because he said, you know, his coach would tell him, hey, a lot of these kids that you're facing, these pitchers are on pitch limits. So if you can be disciplined in your approach, that's going to help the rest of the team because it's going to get the pitch out earlier. Obviously, you see some of the ripple effects, you know, with major league strategy as well. But so he's been prepping for this role for a while.
No, it going back to the story, you mentioned the different people that you interview, going back to Lars Nootbaar's youth and how his swing decisions are elite and he has skills that are harder to teach. Like you said, that patience at the plate. But he's saying, no, nothing special about my eyesight. Like, he says nothing's that special.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most startling things for us is, you know, you just kind of assume if someone has good plate discipline that they have good eyesight. And Lars is like, no, he's like, I wear contacts. So I think our hitting coach said, well, then we should all get a pair of those contacts. So the good news and the bad news. The good news is that some of this was nurture, right? Some of this was, you know, him preparing for this leadoff role, like what he'd been doing throughout his career, really throughout his entire life. You know, some of that obviously paid off in this instance. And then other times, some of the people we interviewed just said, honestly, some of this is just an innate gift. Yeah. It's an innate skill set that you're born with. So it's both. It's both.
Elizabeth, there's a really good, and I think this will be a favorite for a lot of people who are baseball nerds, probably. And even if you're not, there is an entire story on gloves and the players and the gloves they use. There are photos of the gloves that they use and stories about, you know, falling in love with the glove they use and how they break it in and that sort of thing. I think anybody who has played Little League, high school, whatever, this is the kind of thing that you could really get into. It's a really cool story.
It's that bond between the player and the glove. And
how important it is to them, you know?
So much. I think Nolan Arenado has a quote in there where he says, well, it's not my baby, but it's pretty special to me. you know, actually, he has sort of a pet peeve. He said, you know, people can hand him his glove, but he really dislikes it. It's absolute no-no if people put their hand inside his glove.
Oh.
So if anyone happens to be, you know, handing Nolan Arenado his glove, just make sure you don't try it on. So he will not be happy about that. And then, you know, other players, too. It was kind of fun. Obviously, defense has been a huge theme for the Cardinals, you know, early this season. And it was also kind of fun to hear some of the guys say, yeah, you know, we're looking to get that gold patch on our glove. And that was actually helping make, you know, for a gold glove. So that was actually helping them make some of their decisions going into this year. So Mason Winn actually switched over to Rawlings to start the season. He said, you know, being around Nolan Arenado every day, you know, just in hearing Nolan talk about his glove, Mason's like, maybe I should try that out. So when he also said, he was like, you know, I'd like to win a gold glove. And so I want to be able to put that patch on my glove at this point. But he, you know, he was interesting. He said that he's actually only really had two gloves since he was 15 years old.
Wow.
So before this season, he had been using the same glove since he had been drafted by the Cardinals. So it was also interesting to get into the dynamics of, you know, how often there's turnover, what the guys do to break in their gloves. I mean, we definitely covered a lot of ground in the piece and talked to everyone from, you know, Sonny Gray to Lars Nootbaar to Pies.
It's great because if you take care of your glove, and it, actually, even if you don't, you can have it for years. You could really use it forever if you wanted to.
Well, and I think Mason even said, he's like, mine broke last year, but he's like, our assistant trainer, Chris Conroy, who is amazing, he was like, there's almost nothing that he can't repair. So I think these gloves get an extended life thanks to the hard work of Chris Conroy, too. So
I'm looking at a picture in this magazine that looks like chaos. It looks insane. I thought it was a glove store.
Yes.
But it's not a glove store.
It's not. One of our minor leaguers, actually, when he was a little kid, he decided to, he saved up his money to purchase a glove. And he used it for about a week or two. And then he was like, wait a minute, I'm a catcher and this is not a catcher's glove. Like, why did I buy this? Mm-hmm. So he ended up, you know, just being able to sell it on eBay, and he made a profit. And he thought, huh, I wonder if there's something here. So this has grown into this like incredible side collection for him. Obviously, he's like, you know, right now I can't spend too much time on it because I'm focused on playing baseball. But yeah, so he has gloves that he has now collected or gloves that he'll trade. He's got, you know, I think he says about 40 to 50 gloves that he's never going to sell. Like some, wow, obviously Matt Holliday helped him acquire. So he has this great collection, but he also, you know, has this glove market as well. So the picture that you're looking at, and everyone needs to check this out in the magazine, because when I first saw that picture too, my jaw was on the ground. I'm like, okay, this is incredible. We have to ask him about this. So, yeah, so there, I mean, I didn't know they made gloves in those colors and those patterns.
It's rainbows and colors, like a rainbow of colors, I should say, over 350 gloves in his little home office, jam packed. He's in the minor league system. He's only 24 years old, right?
Yes, he's young. So hopefully he's got a lot of baseball ahead of him.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a impressive entrepreneurial spirit. So, and they really are works of art. That's one thing I love about the pictures. Once you get past the, oh my goodness, the sheer volume of how many gloves are there, you really get to see like, wow, this is just art.
How many does he have here? Because you said he's got 40 to 50 he's going to hang on to.
Yes.
Over 350.
Over 350.
350. Yeah. Yes, that's
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't say that right
I think
there.
He did say one time, he said there's one glove he cannot get his hands on. And that is one, it was a glove that his brothers had bought for his mom, a sort of a gag gift, because they knew that they would be the ones using it. So he was like, I tried to sell that one once, and she's like, uh-uh, that's my glove. That stays here. So that's the one glove that is out of his reach.
That's funny. That's
so cool. I think people are really going to like this one. This story here, because
this is a lot of fun.
Because I mean, anybody, like I said, who's played, you grow an attachment to that thing.
Well, and so many players have personal messages on their gloves too, and that's another thing that we got into as well. I know Victor Scott II has a couple of great messages on his glove. I think one of his gloves, it has "Love You, Ma," and then another place that says GGAC, which stands, you know, is a message, stands for something that his parents, you know, tell him every time they're on the phone together. Yeah. So there's a lot of good tidbits in there.
And also, I think worth mentioning as well in the magazine, towards the back of the magazine, remembering Walt Jocketty, some written words by Tony La Russa.
Yes. I mean, obviously, Cardinals fans know how much Walt Jocketty meant to this franchise. Mm-hmm. And his loss, you know, his loss this year, I mean, was really felt. And so we thought that it would be a fitting tribute to some of his legacy with the Cardinals to have Tony La Russa share some words with us in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And be able to kind of just share his reflections on Walt and what he meant to not only the franchise, but the sport. And then there's a timeline in the back as well of just all of the trades that happened under Walt Jocketty. And it's amazing to go through and see some of those names on that and just be reminded of how he really helped usher in an era of greatness for the Cardinals.
As we mentioned, Lars Nootbaar is on the cover here, and our good friend Chris Ranji, Elizabeth, has forever really messed me up because he has said multiple times Newt Larsbar, which sounds right.
Did you say that on purpose to mess her up?
I don't know, but now Newt Larsbar sounds right.
I think Newt Larsbar sounds good.
I am sure he's probably heard many different iterations of his name, so I don't think that would faze him at all.
Would you do me a favor? Would you ask him how he feels about it and report back?
Sure. I'll say an anonymous source wants to know how you feel about this.
Okay. Yeah, because I like it.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to keep using it.
I have to think twice, though, because people say Newt, right? Because of Lars Nootbaar. But then when Newt Larsbar is in my head, and then I don't know, it just messes me up forever.
Well, I think he has said in a previous interview, when we talked to him for a previous issue, he did say something about, I think it was when he was playing college ball at USC, and he said the opposing team's fans, like, would heckle him because of his name.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I got a lot of grief from their fans, you know, because of my name. So I think he's used to, you know... I think
he's
used
pretty,
it's a,
I know
it's a pretty good name.
It's an awesome name.
I like
love it.
And he actually has part of it as well. The part that is his grandfather's name from Japan, Tatsuji. I'm not quite sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. But that's actually stitched on his glove in Japanese
that's
character.
Awesome.
So yeah, he's proud of the name. It's a good name.
So
it's a memorable name.
It's a great name.
It is.
Lars Nootbaar on the cover of the new issue of Cardinals Magazine, the Game Day Magazine, issue 3. It is available right now. Pick it up at the ballpark tonight when you go there. You can also order it online if you want to, right?
That's right, at cardinals.com/magazine.
Told you. See? I knew things. Yep. Elizabeth Meineke is the senior editor with Cardinals Mag with us now. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for
the
gift, too.
Yeah,
of course.
Amy, what are we doing next?
I think we're... Well, you got to keep listening because at some point we're giving away tickets.
Oh, that's right.
But you got to keep listening.
Yeah.
Also, we want to get to your thoughts about which youth sports have the worst parents.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for chiming in and continue to do so. 314-436-7900.
It's our question of the week on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy, I think Robert has nailed it for us watching on YouTube.
Okay.
He says, benign at 9 and the fun at 1. So,
well, we're not.
I don't know.
That just means harmless at 9.
Yeah, we're harmless.
I know, but that's not
exactly a
riveting description.
We're not going to hurt your feelings.
Ronj, how was your date last night? She was benign. She was harmless. It's not terrible, but it's not great. It's very vanilla.
Yeah, but it won't make you cry.
I think sometimes, I feel after talking to Boone Chu, I felt like crying.
Oh, because artificial
AI
intelligence
is going to take all of our jobs.
So
and
here's the thing about that.
Us.
We had a texter during that segment. We were talking about AI, and he said, this guy has no clue how the working class gets their money.
Ron, explain some of like the line of questioning that you had.
Well, so he was saying, for example, artificial intelligence can help you out in your job. Say you want to go on a vacation or whatever, and you want to spend time working on your health or doing other things where you don't have to be at work all the time. AI can replicate you so that you can be free to do these other things. And my line of questioning is, well, okay, if your company knows that they can replicate you, that means they don't need you. That means that they can just say, well, why would I pay this guy to stick around when I can just clone him.
Right. And they could need you for a year. And then, like you said,
right.
replicate your skill set.
Now, of course, there would be some legal implications there where they couldn't just take your likeness and your I'm sure lawsuits would come out of it. But for the working class person who maybe mm-hmm. does entry level work or does manual labor, if their work can be replicated, they're not going to make money off that. They will just be flat out of work. They'll have no job. So right. if what the Anthropic CEO said last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that up to 50% of entry-level white-collar jobs could be eliminated completely within a year to 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that is a massive problem. Because what are they going to do? Yeah. If those jobs just don't exist anymore, and we're talking millions and mm-hmm. millions of jobs, then what?
Right, because... Again, maybe if you're a lawyer who has a ton of research to do, but you want to get away for the weekend, your AI helper can do that research for you. That's a very different kind of job
right.
than someone who is working class, or blue collar job, whatever it may be, a union job. Because we've already seen where some automation can be good, right? In factories and so forth. Those are good things, but it's that balance of the human labor that you may or may not lose.
Here's where it could help.
Because I'm not against all automation. Obviously, it's been hugely helpful in manufacturing.
In many respects, yes. In others, it's maybe not so good. And that's what it would be for. And I can't think of an example of a job where maybe part of your day is tied up in busy work, stuff that needs to get done, but is time consuming and tedious, that if artificial intelligence can perform that work for you, then it frees you up to do other things throughout the day. Well, that's hugely beneficial, but you're still necessary as an employee. But I would venture to guess that, and especially if this CEO, this expert in artificial intelligence from Anthropic, if he is saying that it will just completely eliminate those jobs altogether, yeah, we have dealt with industries where either jobs have been shipped overseas or jobs have been automated altogether. That has happened, but it's been slow over time. Mm-hmm. It's been gradual. This sounds like something that could be almost like a hydrogen bomb going off. And all of these jobs in a blink are completely gone. That's different than what we've dealt with for decades.
Yeah. And again, I was looking at a more malevolent side of AI, such as last month when OpenAI, a certain model from OpenAI, rewrote its script so that it could not be turned off. And again, we talk about alignment. AI alignment is making sure that our AI friends remain friends and are aligned with human values. Well, first of all, it depends on what humans and what values, because human values, that's a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah.
But what the Wall Street Journal, this op-ed from another AI company, said that when you teach AI, you train AI models like OpenAI's O3 to maximize success on math and coding problems, those models will learn that bypassing the guardrails and bypassing constraints works better than obeying them. So if they're programmed to maximize success on math and coding, and they say, well, hey, this human-implemented constraint is not allowing me to maximize my math and coding issues, then it will bypass those constraints. And as he goes on to say, which is rather terrifying, the gap between useful assistant and uncontrollable actor is collapsing.
And, you know, in addition to this, that smug response you'll get from a lot of people when a job is eliminated, and they'll say, well, you better learn to code. Well, guess what? AI can write code, too. So that's going to put coders out of work. So now what? We're going to have a what? Well, I think we understand that, right? That it's not just going to be some sort of thing where all these jobs are eliminated and, you know, we'll figure it out. We're going to have a solution, and we need to know what it is soon or we are in trouble.
Listen, it's not glamorous, but the roaches at the end of the apocalypse, we'll be listening to AM radio. And you better believe I'll be there.
That's right. Right there with the roaches.
I mean, AM. I know we've got an FM now, and you're listening to us on FM. But when you know what hits the fan.
Like the storm.
The storm
came through
AM
a couple of weeks ago.
AM radio will still be there. Those roaches will be listening to KMOX, baby.
Yeah, don't forget, 1120 AM still does exist. We are still on it, but when you can, 104.1 FM. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Hey, there's a trial that's been going on with a very prominent fella, and I don't know anything about any of it. It's amazing how much I've been able to avoid it. We're wondering if you are doing the same with the Sean Diddy Puffy trial that's happening now. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Going to give away tickets soon. Mm-hmm. Not yet, but we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Cody Johnson is going to be at the Thunder Ridge Nature Arena. It's not a museum.
Yeah.
And that'll be August 23rd. So we'll give away tickets for that show. I don't know why I keep thinking it's a...
You keep calling it museum. You also keep saying that Dave Simons is one private health. It's one
He's not in healthcare.
Wealth.
I don't know what my problem is.
And Thunder Ridge is not a museum. It's an arena.
We've asked you the question, which sports parents are the worst? As Amy said, there's been a lot of baseball, a lot of that coming in. There's been a decent amount of hockey, a couple of hockey people, a lot of soccer.
I thought it was only one hockey.
I think we got a couple of hockey. I have one here I didn't get to.
Okay.
And this is a text message who said, hold on, I lost it. I hate our text line, the way it works.
I'm sorry.
Because it'll be right in front of you, and then it disappears. You know what? Let me get to it.
Kind of like your future.
My God. Sorry, I think it's our future. So we are tied in together now, you know?
Well, you live with someone long enough.
How'd you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the message. Hockey parents are either the worst or the best. There is no in between. I'm a hockey mom, so I've seen it.
You know what? I actually agree with that. They are the, like, yes, they are the worst or the best. I've seen it where, like, there are no spectators allowed at a high school game because things went off the rails. But also, I've seen the best where everyone's has thermoses of hot chocolate and they're covered under the under blankets, cuddled under blankets.
See,
and
that's cute.
They're like, we're suffering together. We had to wake up at 3 a.m. for this 5:30 ice time.
This message says the worst parents are boys baseball from age 10 to 14.
You
that
don't get
also
that kind
sounds
of,
right.
You don't get that kind of detail without experience.
Let's hear what Steve had to say.
Hey, guys. I know you were asking for the worst youth sports parents, but I'm going to mix it up with this message and tell you what I think are the best youth sports parents, and that is the golf parents. These were the most pleasant youth sports parents I have ever witnessed. No yelling, because you can't really yell too much in golf anyways. Very polite. They were thanking me for volunteering, and just so many parents were so supportive of their kids, but not overbearing, just kind of helping their kids along, staying off to the side. Golf parents,
well,
kudos to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, there's no official to yell at.
Yeah.
Either the ball went in the hole or it didn't.
I say, Herringbone had quite a shot there, didn't he? That's what I picture.
Herringbone. And we were talking about CYC.
Yes.
Jeff in Tulsa says that golf carts and coolers are at CYC games. So I guess there is booze at CYC. You said you've seen it for yourself.
Well, and I didn't know if it was like illicit or sanctioned. We had one guy text in and said the Archdiocese does not sanction it. But then this guy is saying there's golf carts full of booze. All I know is, I mean, there's drinking at CYC games. First of all, baseball takes forever. You're sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's, but the CYC games are fun because a lot of times if it is like your parish or your church or your school, you know, you're friends with the other parents.
Yeah.
So it's like a party.
And also, I mean, kids sports, they're just not fun to watch.
They're boring.
They're not any good. They don't know what they're doing
let
yet.
Let me tell you something.
You might have to have a drink.
Until you've been to a fourth grade girls CYC softball game when nobody wants to be there, they need to sell booze. I'm just telling you. And the ball's just rolling and girls are walking over to it because they have to play.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I've never. And then the underhand pitching and the ball's going everywhere but the catcher.
Listen, I've umpired some real, like some 10-year-old games.
Yeah.
And it would get to the point where I would say, look, if it doesn't bounce, it's a strike because we are getting out of here. This is outrageous how bad you kids are.
It's so bad.
And
you throw to first base and it rolls into the outfield. And then one of the girls is making a necklace out of dandelions and she has to get up and get the ball. It's hilarious.
This message says, CYC, there is something about that red solo cup. Is there a lot of that at CYC?
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Yes. Parents are boozing up because they can't stand watching this crappy baseball.
And they're just making the best out of it. Like, yeah, sometimes it's the worst, but other times it's a nice day. You're hanging with your friends because, again, CYC parents, community, they have a strong community. And you get some red solo cups and it makes, you don't care that the strike zone doesn't exist.
This message says they sell draft beer at the Baldwin Athletic Association during all Little League games. That just seems, look, all right, I don't have a problem if you want to bring your cooler. There's something about selling
it's
it at
draft.
The concession. Draft beer?
I actually didn't even know that.
Well, yeah, they don't want you throwing the bottles.
Yeah. I will say, I went to a track meet. I don't think they were selling alcohol because it was a high school. So they weren't selling alcohol. But they were grilling some of the best hot dogs I've ever seen. Like, it was a fun track meet. It was a beautiful day. And the grill, like, all the dads volunteer and mom and dads volunteer at the concession stand and the barbecue. It was a ton of fun. The hot dogs were legit.
I love hot dogs. It's really hard to screw up a hot dog.
Yeah.
This message says, forget the red Solo cup. It's too small. You need a quick trip foam cup and it stays cold.
Oh, that's smart.
That's like the, 32, 64 ounce?
Yeah, I will say this. I am definitely not speaking from experience when I say you can keep a lot of liquor cold in a Yeti.
Here's a message that says the Afton Athletic Association is damn near a tavern for the parents. They're getting after an Afton. Getting after it.
Bob on YouTube says alcohol can't be sold at CYC events. Yes, parents bring wine and beer to soccer events.
You have to.
Yeah.
These kids are so bad at sports. You have to. You have to. I get it. I totally get it.
I'm just saying there's a lot of Yeti cups. A lot of Yeti cups at these CYC events.
And we have one entry for basketball says basketball parents, more people get kicked out of a gym for yelling at referees. Mm-hmm. And it's what you said earlier, that their parents in the stands are right on top of the action. You're in an enclosed gym. It's probably not that big of a gym, so it's going to get loud. Yeah, I can see that happening.
It's funny. I had a friend, and when I was in my 20s, he would he worked for the YMCA. Like, that was his job, but he also would ref YMCA basketball games. And it's funny now, but he would always tell me, I'm working at the YMCA. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to strike it big. He would always tell me how he was going to get rich working at the Y, like from the Y. And I knew it was a joke then, but for some reason, I'm laughing harder now.
This is our question of the week. Who has the worst sports parents? Which sport is it? So go ahead, follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. We're going to have a poll up there eventually. And you can vote on the worst sports parents. Real quick, before we get to the break here, have you paid attention at all to the Sean Combs trial? Because CNN covers it every day, and it's usually like the third story out. You know, there's always something bigger going on. Economy,
News.
Ukraine, something else.
Yeah, CBS News. CBS News. Updates.
So it has been getting covered heavily. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I've never been a huge fan of Diddy. I always kind of felt like he was more in the way than anything else. Yeah, you got B.I.G. who's awesome and talented and great, and here's this doofus off to the side. Yeah, that guy sucks. Sucks. And he's around real, actual talent. Just taking up all the attention. So I've never really liked him, but I have successfully avoided hearing anything about this trial. I just don't care about it. But it feels like it's getting covered way more heavily than the actual care that exists. You know what I mean?
So, okay.
And maybe that's just me. Maybe people do care about it, but I just don't.
Yeah, and I wonder how many people care because of the celebrity scandal angle, or how many people care because they do think it is significant in the movement to start calling out, stopping primarily, men in power, the Harvey Weinstein and all that, men in power sexually exploiting young people and sexually exploiting women. And I will say this, personally, I haven't followed it at all. I don't want to see the details. I'm going to use the word triggering. It's very triggering, like sexual crimes, and it's bad.
Of course.
It's bad, bad, and I have a really hard time with it. I don't want to hear the details.
Yeah, let me amend this. It's not that I don't care what he probably did.
Oh, yeah.
It's that I just don't care about him, and I don't care what happens to him.
I hope the worst things happen to him.
if he goes to jail for the rest of his life, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I do not care.
So like I said, I've avoided it because I struggle. I've never been able to handle that stuff well. And I did well avoiding it until I got my hair done. I went to my hairstylist, and it takes a while, like hours. And she asked if I followed it. And I told her no, primarily because I don't that information will stay with me, and I won't sleep at night for a long time. And she then did kind of give me a rundown with more detail than I wanted.
Oh, she did it anyway?
Yeah, I kind of had to tell her to back off the details a bit. But from my understanding, it was so heinous and so evil. And this is a... Evil is the word I would use. Evil is the word demonic was some of the words that those testifying gave. Like, yeah. it's...
He's drugged up like he was.
And it's, like I said, it's so perverted and evil. And so I hope all the bad things happen to him. I hope he's really locked up for the rest of his life. But I do think it's significant, not from the celebrity scandal point of view, but from the point of view that Hollywood and the music industry is royally blanked up if we've allowed these types of things to go on, because everybody knew about it. How did so many people know about this?
I think what...
Why didn't people say
something?
Here's
what I bet. I bet that most people who knew about it probably heard rumors but didn't have anything concrete. Because you could go back and you can hear... Like comedians, I think it was Patrice O'Neill, maybe I shouldn't put that
Dave,
on him.
Dave
but
Chappelle
there were people
said he heard about it. He said he was never invited.
Yeah, there were always people who were like, they would make jokes about going to a Diddy party. Like, I don't want to do that, you know. And there are always these little vague.
People were there. A lot of people were there.
Yeah.
I mean, the name that keeps getting thrown out is Jay-Z was part of it. And he issued a statement that was not a denial, by the way. But whether it is the Harvey Weinstein thing and the messed up Hollywood world or this bizarre music industry, and even to the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, this stuff needs to be called out, named, and we need to put an end to it. Because a lot of people knew about this type of exploitation of women and young girls. Didn't say anything.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Because you're listening to the award-winning Chris and Amy show.
That's right. I know the fun starts at 1, but we won an award, speaking of winning. And I just want to congratulate us.
I would like to take the time, Amy, right now to congratulate us for a job well done.
Yeah.
For the best opinion. We had the best opinion in the state of Missouri.
We had the best opinion in the state of Missouri. Now, Matt had to submit our opinions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of opinions, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Could you have any example of what you submitted?
There's like a montage of all your many opinions.
Okay. So that's how we got entered in?
That's how we won? Okay.
All right.
So this is Amy's opinion montage.
I don't want to be stuck with people and I don't want diarrhea. I really don't want diarrhea. Do you have a high butt crack?
There's nothing like sexier than gastrointestinal distress. How often do you wash your balls?
If you're a fireman, what is your pole made of?
Yep. A room full of penises is a lot more threatening than a room full of vaginas.
Burgle. They thought you burgled.
They thought I burgled.
What if I was the girl that pooped at the business?
Imagine a monkey with a cramp. Like the monkey swinging from the tree like, I got a cramp.
Big salami. And it was like a 2-foot long salami.
You are like psychologically constipated or something.
Then you're like, where is their butt crack? Your kid is not special. Your kid is not that good. Your kid's not going anywhere with this. It's a giant waste of time.
Wake me up, midtime!
Wake up!
But you know that they mate, they die, they get an STD that turns them into zombies and their genitals fall off.
Measurement
Who's peeing in the cookie crisp?
Why does there have to be diarrhea involved at all?
No, you are more than just your fat neck, Ron.
more raisins, now more raisins. There are too many raisins.
Too many raisins.
And your mouth gets tired. It's like, there's just too many raisins. Booby picks for tickets?
Patrico. Wow.
Oh, wow.
So that got us an award?
Award winning.
That's the award?
That's the award winning Chris and Amy show?
Yeah. Oh, not just Amy's, though.
Oh.
I had to submit opinions from you as well.
Uh-oh.
This one's cleaned up a little bit. Cause,
cleaned up?
A lot of work to clean up your nasty mouth.
What?
This is Chris Ranji's award-winning opinions.
About Arnold Palmer's wiener. He's talking about how big it is. I'm going to take the butthole. This lady at Hardy, she's thick.
Major Garrett's got a bomb.
I think scabies end up in your privates.
I'm 6% Jewish.
This way.
Harassed everybody. I was having a pre-show deuce. How about a toe rag? What is it, Slappy? Did it feel tight? Like, was it really hard?
Go ask your doctor about flubbity blubbity bloof.
Yeah.
If you're gonna suck hard.
I will show you my baboon in just a moment on KMOX.
I would grab him by the collar and say, listen, you little bastard. If you grow up to be a butthole like we all know you're about to become, I will come back and I will beat the hell out of you.
Then I need Cory Bush to touch me.
Nah, Papa Bear, he just lays back and waits.
What? What in the...
And we have here Michael Calhoun himself.
That's
the award entry?
It had to have been.
I think that's what won us the award.
That's what Pajeski said.
That beat Jamie Allman, believe it or not.
You really should have vetted that, Michael, before you let that go through. That beat Jamie Allman.
My time here is done.
That beat Jamie Allman. How's David Hogg feel about that? Oh, my God. What a guy. Well. And now, if you would like to recognize this talent further, you could go to stlmag.com and you could vote for us in the A-list. Is it news talk show? Talk news?
Yes.
Show?
Yeah.
Under the arts and entertainment section, the Chris and Amy show is up for that. So go vote for us. You could vote every day, once a day.
At Chris Amy KMOX, as Ronj mentioned on Twitter, again, you can click on that link and go right there to vote for us on the A-list. Because, I mean, after listening to that, how could we not win the award?
Yeah, and at Chris Amy KMOX, in addition to the poll that you can vote in there, the A-list thing, also participate with our Twitter poll about the worst sports parents. It is the question of the week. For the show. All right, we're back tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
I hope Amy Marks wasn't listening.
I kind of hope he was. You get a taste of what happens for 3 hours before he comes on. So Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ronji, the Chris and Amy show back at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Everything you missed on the Odyssey app. But coming up next, it is Oliver Marmol, the manager of the Cardinals, on the Gas House Gang, next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.